Same-sex relationships were already illegal in Uganda before the new bill was signed into law earlier this year. The Uganda Anti-Homosexuality Law of 2014 has been in the works for over 5 years and originally called for gays to be executed, but that was reduced to life in prison in the final version of the law. Just last week, under pressure from the U.S. and other countries around the world, the law was struck down on a technicality by the Constitutional Court of Uganda. Reverend Mark Kiyumba of the Unitarian Universalist Church in Uganda says even before the law was passed, LGBT people in Uganda were not openly accepted in society.
But the difference is they were not hated. So there's not accepted, but not hated.
Reverend Mark says it was evangelical Christian groups in Uganda and the U.S. that churned up support for the law.
To begin with, it was the church, the evangelical groups, making partnerships with their allies in America, traveling there, having seminars and conferences and rallies, and telling the people of Uganda to take a stronger stand against homosexuality. That's how it started.
He also says the anti-gay groups did their jobs probably better than even they expected.
Yeah, I think they never expected that, but they were not surprised so much because that is part of what they preached. They always preached hate towards homosexuality and the homosexuals themselves.
So you think these laws pretty much changed the public perception of LGBT people throughout the country?
Oh, yes. Before, it wasn't hate. It was in acceptance. Right now, hate with killings. We've just lost one of the activists. David Kato was killed right after the evangelicals were there in 2011, holding conferences, sponsoring newspapers, who were writing and outing out all the names. And it only took 2 months later, after David Kato appeared on the front page of the Rolling Stone, he was murdered in bloody day.
And Reverend Mark says even though the law has been struck down, it will take a long time to undo the damage in his country.
It's going to take an amount of time. Because there was a time when the law was passed, everybody knew that homosexuality is legal, so homosexuals are criminals. Repealing this by just going to court, how many people knew about this that the court has repealed the law? Very few. So the entire population of Uganda is still and is going to continue seeing gay people as criminals. Because the thing is, this law was introduced in the parliament, it was debated, it was agreed. So there was a kind of a national judgment towards the gay community. So 5 judges sitting there and say no against a legislature assembly of more than all those people. So the perception, you can see what it is. The damage is caused, is so much inflicted on them, but we are happy at the same time that it has been repealed.
Reverend Mark also points out that even though this year's tougher law was struck down, homosexuality is still illegal in Uganda, so gay rights groups still have a hard time making progress.
The problem with fighting for gay rights in Uganda is tricky because homosexuality is still illegal, so there is no organization that can be registered formally to stand there and say, we are fighting for the gay rights. The churches try, like mine, because legally we are registered. But the tricky point is that the small groups, they are illegal. So they don't have a platform in order to be able to speak publicly on these issues. That's where the bigger challenge is. But there are some small underground groups organized.
Reverend Mark Kiyumba is in the U.S. speaking to groups about the situation in Uganda. He knows that the law was thrown out on a technicality and that anti-gay groups plan to appeal that decision. He says the evangelical Christian groups have a lot of influence in Uganda.
They are influential in the sense that for probably more than half of the population of Uganda are evangelicals. So they have both the social and the political influence. They can vote whatever they want or they can vote against it.
Are there other churches there that have some power?
Yes, the Roman Catholic Church is very powerful. The Anglican Church is also strong, so is the Muslims.
Have these been working against you as much as the evangelicals, or are some of them even trying to help?
They all joined hands during their struggle, and they worked together as one group to really criminalize and see that gay people get persecuted under the law.
And what are his plans when he gets home?
When I go back home, of course, I'm very happy that at least there is some freedom and space for me to continue with my ministry. Nothing much. It's just to continue to see that the LGBT people continue to be accepted in the church.
Reverend Mark Kiyomba is a minister and founder of the Unitarian Universalist Church of Uganda. He was awarded the National Education Association's Virginia Uribe Award for Creative Leadership in Human Rights in Washington, D.C. on July 1st. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.